It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Yes, it is tea time, and I don't know if you stayed up for the entire show. The 92nd Annual Academy Awards went down last night. Did not disappoint. No host, which is kind of like a new trend, but I like
weird.
It because...
Weird.
I know, it's hard, but it does make the show flow a little bit, I think, more. But it
is
great to have a funny host.
Where you're able to react, though. If something did happen, you could be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that happened or this happened.
Exactly. Like, these two would have been such funny hosts. I mean, they've done it before. Chris Rock and Steve Martin, they kind of helped kick things off toward the beginning of the show, joking about celebs. I love those two.
So many stars. Oh my God, there's Brad Pitt. It's like looking in a mirror.
Brad Pitt did win his very first Oscar, which I was shocked that he hasn't won one in the past. He won for Best Supporting Actor for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Oh, he's so hot.
Loading up my car and moving out here and all the wonderful people I've met along the way to stand here now. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, ain't that the truth?
What a great speech, eh? Best animated feature film went to Toy Story 4. Idina Menzel, this was pretty cool. She performed with all the other Elsas from around the world. My little girl loved that part. Joaquin Phoenix got very emotional when he accepted Best Actor for The Joker.
I've been a scoundrel in my life. I've been selfish. I've been cruel at times, hard to work with, and ungrateful. But so many of you in this room have given me a second chance.
Wow, that's really cool. He also talked about his late brother, River Phoenix. Renee Zellweger won for Best Actress for her portrayal of Judy Garland in Judy, which I need to check out. And our girl, Billie Eilish, looked fabulous. She gave a beautiful collaboration with her brother, Phineas. They performed Yesterday by the Beatles.
Yesterday, it was such an easy game.
I'm actually really excited. I was talking to Dustin, who does afternoons on Radio Now in Indy, and she's going to be doing the song for the new James Bond movie.
Yeah, she's the youngest artist ever to do that.
And hearing her do that, I'm like, man, she's going to be so good. I just get excited thinking about it.
That's right. You know, it was kind of weird, though, and odd. People were making note that the In Memoriam segment left out Luke Perry. So that was kind of strange because he was a big actor. So
yeah,
know,
I don't
hard
know.
To fit them like, all in,
do you think they tried to spite him, or you think somebody just like missed it?
I don't know how you miss him though, right? I know there's so many to fit in, but
I know there's a lot of times when I and it's any award show, and everybody should be celebrated, not just the big stars. I'm like, who's that person?
Right.
Like,
exactly.
I have no clue who they are, so.
Aw, I know. Moving on to Eminem, who made a surprise appearance and performed Lose Yourself. Eminem, this was so awesome.
Lose yourself in the music. You better let it burn. One shot, there's your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose yourself in the music. The moment you own it, you better let it burn. One shot, there's your chance to blow.
So the censors, like at the Oscars, you know, are like, whoa, what overload. That song went for Best Original Song in 03, but that was definitely a shock. It was great to see M back. And the biggie, Best Picture, went to Parasite.
Ooh, I've heard about this movie, but I've never seen it.
And the Oscar goes to Parasite.
So the producer finishes her acceptance speech. Then the lights went down, even though another producer didn't have a chance to speak. The audience starts chanting, up, up, up. And then they turn the lights back up so she could, like, say her piece. It's always a doozy at the end because, like, time. They always run out of time, I feel like. And the people at the beginning always get the most time. But, you know, Parasite, I have not seen that movie, so I definitely have to check that out. As far as the fashions, everybody turned it out. There were some definite hits and miss, I would say. Renee Zellweger looked awesome. Penelope Cruz, one of my favorites. And I always like the correspondence on the red carpet. Kelly Ripa looked gorgeous.
Who was the actress? There was some actress wearing something, I guess, like her, she had like a little a cape or something in the back. She was dragging, representing all the women directors that got snubbed. I forget who that was.
That's really cool.
I forgot who that was.
I loved also Margot Robbie's look, but she looks stunning in anything. Okay, I'm going to start a petition for Brad Pitt to also cut his hair because I love him and he's too sexy, but I think it's getting a little
too shaggy.
Yeah, so
I wish I had that problem. Man, wouldn't that be nice?
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
All right, you're tired. You're trying to wake up. You're like, oh, man, I got a case of the Mondays. Get that out of here. We got Monday Motivation. Going to try to give you some uplifting stories, some cool things to talk about and share. Coming up next, it's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.